What I tell people and what I look for, so maybe even to put it in the lens of, you know, what I do on a day-to-day basis, is if you haven't been through a business cycle or two, I don't care how good you are, you can't claim that you can't claim success. You can't claim that, I had an impact if you were there for 12 months or 18 months. You've got to be there long enough to kind of live with your decisions, have gone through some of the business cycles, have made the adjustments, have fixed the things that you did wrong and did more of the things that you're doing right. And if the tenure is too short, you just can't claim that. So I would say to anybody and it's surprising. I shouldn't be surprised anymore, but I am surprised sometimes when I see that I look at somebody's resume or CV and I say, clearly you have not managed your career well, because you got 8 jobs in 8 years, that's an extreme example. But for whatever reason, some of it maybe you control, some of it maybe you can't control, but you got to manage your career and you got to look at it holistically and say, am I continuing to progress? Am I getting broader, bigger, more complex responsibilities? Am I building a portfolio of experience that's going to be valued by, the next company or the company after the next company? And that's your responsibility. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to take ownership of that. And whether it's make sure you work with good companies or good leaders that you can learn from, you've got to make sure that you do everything you can to affect those changes. Because if you sit back and let your career happen, you might get lucky, but I tell you, I certainly wouldn't be comfortable, just taking a chance and letting, luck and good fortune decide where I end up and ultimately, what I'm able to do.
I mean, every position in every company is different, but in general, is it better to maybe take a lower position and work with better people, or be given the opportunity to have broader experience and to take a CIO position?
It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because you can, do you stretch into a role that may be higher risk, but also forces you to step out of your comfort zone, and you can look back and say, I took on a much bigger, much more complex, different industry, and I was successful. That's a great story to be able to tell. But there's risk associated with that. You might go in there and you might fail for reasons that are not necessarily always within your control.
Yeah.
Some of our clients will say, we want to hire bigger than the role. They usually always want to hire bigger than the role so that somebody has a good chance of success and can expand and grow within that company. I think generally speaking, and it's hard to make some sweeping statements, that's probably not a bad thing. To go work in Gary Reiner's organization in GE, that's a good thing. And if it means you got to take a lateral move to do it, that's probably not a bad idea. I look at it in the context of, what's the opportunity, where are you trying to get to? But having worked for somebody like a Gary, or worked for a Bob DeRhodes at Home Depot, Rob Carter at FedEx, that's a great learning environment, and it's worth, in my opinion, investing that in that, and best to do it earlier in your career, where you have a bit more flexibility about maybe the scope and scale of your role or the types of roles you can take. But that goes back to what I was saying: manage your career and look for the individuals and the companies that are viewed as good training grounds, good environments in which you can gain experience, because then you can leverage that and go elsewhere. And GE is a classic example. Reiner has seeded the world with high-quality CIOs, just like GE does with a lot of their other management positions. And it's a great training ground, just as IBM is a great sales training ground, just as P&G, the best marketing product management environment anybody can have. So good stuff to have on your CV as you're progressing.
And what a good insight you gave about companies' rule of thumb, liking to hire bigger than the role.
Dell always does it. Microsoft always does it. And what I typically see is if it's a company like a Dell or a Microsoft or maybe even an IBM, their logic, and I think this is sound logic, is that this company is so complex, the matrix is so difficult to get your arms around, that to put you into an environment where you don't know the company, you don't know the political landscape, you don't know how decisions are made, and then also put you into a stretch role is really difficult. And it's a unique individual that can take on those two variables at the same time and be successful. Their view is, let's reduce one of those and say, let's put you into a role that you can do. You'll learn the company. The role is not going to be such a stretch for you that you're underwater from day one. And then as you progress and as you figure out kind of how things get done, we'll expand your responsibilities, and it's limitless, only on what you're capable of doing. And frankly, I think that sets somebody up for success much better than stretch into a big role, into a new company, and you've got all these things coming at you at once. It's tough.
Yeah, this is just great information, Chris, and thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Always good to talk to you.